Hello, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, I'm Tashira Cawthorn.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm okay. Under the weather, but I'm okay.
Keep it going, one day at a time.
Yes, I'm trying.
My name is Harold once again, and I'll be able to help you out here. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
No.
No, okay. And can I ask you, did you use Depo Provera?
Yes.
Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yeah. And can I ask you, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
You said, sorry, you're going in and out.
Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yes.
When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, well, I started using it in February 2020.
February 2020?
Yes.
And when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it January 2023.
23, so about 3 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. And were you diagnosed in 2023?
I was diagnosed in, yes,
2023. And were you diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
March 1st, 1999.
And do you know anyone else who may have used the Depo Provera?
No.
No. Were you, did you use the name brand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know a lot of people who, did the hair relaxer.
You know people who did the hair relaxer?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, we help out with the hair relaxer as well. So we do hair relaxer and we also do Depo Provera. So, I mean, if you would like to give my information to people out for the hair relaxer, I can help them out as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yeah. And then did
I use the name brand Depo, the injectable Cresetra by Pfizer.
Gotcha. Okay. And did you use that for at least a year?
I used it one time in 3 months.
One time every 3 months, so about 4 injections in a year?
Yeah, well, my dosage was 150 milliliter injections.
Gotcha. And did you have at least 4 injections in a year? One time every 3 months?
One time in 3 months.
Gotcha. Okay. And did you use
mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I used it for almost 3 years.
For almost 3 years, from about 2020 to 23, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then throughout those 3 years, you had at least 1 injection every 3 months?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you did use it through 1992. Could I have you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And could you go ahead and spell your name for me?
T as in Tom, Y as in yellow, S as in snake, H as in horse, 2 double E's for eagle, R as in rain. And my last name, Cawthorn, C as in cat, A as in apple, U as in umbrella, T as in Tom, H as in horse, O as in octopus, R as in rain, N as in Nancy.
Thank you. And now, what's the best email address for you?
It's my last name, first initial, at gmail.com. So it's CawthornT@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then the best phone number is 215-617-5567?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your property address?
5426 Willows Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19143.
Was that Willow, W-I-L-L-O-W?
Yeah, with that S.
With an S?
Yes. For snake.
Perfect. Thank you. And then that was 19143?
Yes.
Thank you. And then what hospital diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Thomas Jefferson University Hospital.
That's the one at the 111 South 11th Street?
Yes.
Do you remember what doctor diagnosed you?
Dr. Christopher Farrell.
Farrell, last name?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you, have you had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No, okay. And do you have your medical records?
My medical is not right now, but I'm out of town due to office work. I can provide it as I come back, but my doctor has it.
Perfect. Okay. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. I do want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Naeem Abdullah.
Could you spell the first name?
Yes. N for Nancy, A as in apple, I as in igloo, M as in man, Abdullah, A as in apple, B as in boy, D as in dog, U as in umbrella, two double L's for lion, A as in apple, H as in horse.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And then the relationship.
He's my like close, like best friend.
Okay. And then his phone number?
835-230-8932.
Okay. And we are just about done here. Now, the last thing I do need is the social in order to pull a medical record. I can go ahead and take the last four if you don't want to give me the whole thing.
My social?
Yeah, or the last four.
5634. I can give you the. Do you want the whole thing?
Yeah, I can take the whole thing.
1-857-85634.
Thank you. Now, let me go ahead and verify this information. So when I send this over to you and the law firm, it is accurate. I do want to reiterate, we are on the recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now you are a resident of the United States. You did take Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. You were diagnosed in 2023. Your date of birth is 3/15/1999. You used the name brand Depo. You did have at least 4 injections in 1 year. You started in 2020, stopped in 2023. So you did use Depo between 1992 and the present date. You are a female. You spell your name T-Y-S-H-E-E-R. Last name C-A-U-T-H-O-R-N. Your social 1-857-85634. Your email address is your last name, t@gmail.com. Your phone number 215-617-5567. Your property address is 5426 Willows Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143. And then you were seen by Dr. Farrell at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital at the 111 South 11th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19107. And then we have your best friend, Naeem Abdullah, 835-230-8932 as the emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you?
I do have a couple questions about when you said I was taking the injections. I was saying once every 3 months, like quarterly. I mean, you kind of said it, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sounded off when you said it, but it was once every 3 months.
Oh, and were you talking about? Were you talking about the question when I said you had at least 4 injections?
Yeah. You said something about 4. It was 3.
Well, if you had it once every 3 months, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what's
the... Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, if you started in, like, January, right? 3 months after that, if you started in January, it'd be 4 times in a month, or 4 times in a year, excuse me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I get you.
Yeah, that's what...
I'm sorry. You were saying, you said something about 1992.
So you used it past 1992 through the present date. So basically, that means, because some people used it in 1992, and so that's kind of like as far as we can go, and it goes up to the present date, and so you have used it through 1992, right, through the present date, meaning you've used it in the correct, time frame. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'm not understanding now.
No worries. And so, I just want to be clear. So, you did have at least 1 injection every 3 months, right? Which would be 4 injections in a year.
Yes. Quarterly.
Okay.
Yes, you're right.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you. Everything else sounded correct, though?
Yes.
Perfect. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Am I familiar with who?
DocuSign.
I heard of it before.
Okay.
Yes, I'm familiar.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you over the DocuSign. So what this allows us to do is basically go ahead and request medical records, things like that, from the hospital.
Okay.
And so I'm sending that over to you now. Do you have time to go ahead and take a look at it right now?
Yeah. 1 second. Okay, it's saying please sign.
Perfect. Yep. So you can go ahead and start signing that. And then, see here, the law firm you're working with, they're called Pulaski Law Group, and so they're based out of Texas. And so how this is going to work is they're going to give you a call within 7 business days, basically to verify this information one last time with you before they go ahead and pull the medical records and get working on your case, okay?
Okay.
So once I'm able to get these back from you, I can go ahead and get that sent over.
Okay. I am almost still going out. It says I'm done signing.
Yep, perfect. Yep, I just got them back. So I'll go ahead and get that sent over. Thank you so much. And then we'll be able to kind of get, or the law firm will be able to, get working on your case. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, if you do have anything for me, give me a call, let me know, and we can see what we can do.
Okay, thank you so much. And what was your name?
My name is Harold King. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
No problem at all. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.